Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Good evening.
He's the man with the mightiest touch. A spider's touch. Such a cold finger beckons you to enter his way.
Welcome, everybody, to the Really 007 podcast. I'm Tom Pickup, and we have a very special guest today who is joining us from many, many hours away in the Far East, I believe. So we have Janine Johnson with us, who is a singer extraordinaire, and she also loves James Bond. So in my book, that's a winning combination. So good evening to you, Janine.
Evening.
Which country are you in at the moment?
I'm in Hong Kong at the moment.
Oh, right, okay.
I've had to adjust, to be honest. I've been here for a week now, and I'm still pretty much on the UK time.
So. Right. And what are you doing there? You're on a tour, is that right?
At the moment, I'm doing some guest entertainment on cruise ships. That means I fly out and I do a week on a cruise ship. Then I've got off that cruise ship and I get on another one and I do another week. And I get off that one and I do another week. So I'm doing like weeks on cruise ships. So I do two shows while I'm on there for the week. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing. And as I have to come so far, they've put three different ships in a row for me, which is great. But, yeah.
Wow.
You know, the logistics of that can be a little bit complicated.
So what kind of music are you singing on those cruise ships then?
Well, I call it the Soul Diva Soiree, which kind of encompasses many, many aspects. I do put two James Bond songs in there as well, though. Kind of looked at divas, past and present, you know, and I just choose the songs that I love to sing, basically, and share them with people. So that's it, really.
Quite a few Bond divas, aren't there? It's like Shirley Bassey. Goodness me.
Yeah, Shirley Bassey, and I do the Adele one as well on the ships. But obviously, in my Bond show, I cover so many. Great.
And the reason we're chatting today is because you are, I was going to say you're coming to England, but obviously you're from England, so you're going back to England. You've got a tour, is that right? A James Bond songs tour, yeah.
Well, I have a few concerts that I'll be doing. I have the next one's going to be in Halifax at the Peace Hall. I'm looking forward to that. It's my first time at the Peace Hall. You know, I'm really looking forward to it, like kind of, it feels like I'm opening out to a new market almost, you know, new people that are getting to see me, because it's quite hard to travel a very far outside of London just because of the costs and everything. Yeah. So it's great to be able to do it on this occasion, and hopefully there'll be more in the pipeline for next year.
We haven't seen you live, but we've had the pleasure of seeing you on YouTube and on your Instagram channels, and if it's anything to go by, it's going to be a brilliant show. And you've got a very powerful voice. How did you get into singing when you were growing up?
Oh yeah, I mean, I did my first musical at 8 years old. So, you know, I've almost always been in music. I grew up in the church singing. So the church, you know, there's so much music going on in the church. And as soon as they kind of saw that I had a gift for singing, they were like always ready to get me up to do something, you know. So that was a great influence as well. And then at school, again, as soon as they see that you've got a talent, they use it, you know. And I was able to participate in so many events, from choir to musical, until now, you know. Now it's my life, it's my profession. So it's great, it's great.
And you were trained as well, weren't you? You were classically trained.
Yes. I went to Guildford School of Acting, yeah.
Very prestigious. Certainly, if you're not from England, that is one of the top schools, isn't it? So that must have been a great honour to get into that and use their expertise, yeah?
Exactly.
So in terms of the music you do, you do have your own stuff as well, don't you? What kind of genre is that?
Well, I would say that the music I do, whether it's like my own stuff, it's probably a mixture between kind of soul and jazz. It's kind of a soul meets jazz. Not because I'm a jazz singer, I'm a soul singer, I would say. Soul / pop, really. But I collaborate with a lot of jazz musicians, and they add their little something to it, you know. And it's just, you know, as the songs progress, they just become this beautiful mixture of genres.
That's incredible, yeah. We'll have to advertise some of your stuff. You've got an album out at the moment, or is it the one about to come out?
A new album out at the moment, but I do have an EP that's called Passion. There's a few singles on that. Passion, Thank You. I do a version of Sounds of Blackness called Optimistic as well. If you type in Janine Johnson anyway into Spotify or Apple Music or all those, you'll find those. And some other kind of house music that I do, collaborations I've done. I've done a few things, and you'll find them all there. Passion.
You have to be flexible, I suppose, when you're in the industry, don't you? Lots of different types of gigs, lots of types of music.
Yes. I don't know how much you know about me, but I have toured 3 tours with Aliash and Jeanette from Strictly Come Dancing as well. I don't know if you knew that, but that kind of show, there's so many different styles of music that you have to sing. So, like, one of the shows I did with them, I'd have to go on and I'll do, like, somewhere from West Side Story. And then I go off stage and I come back on, I've got to do Disco Inferno from Tina Turner. Do you know what I mean? So they really do push the limit. Found my niche there, right? Because I can adapt to so many different styles, which is what's great for the bomb music as well, because there's so many different singers and so many different styles, and I'm quite good at adapting, I feel.
Yeah. Another thing I was reading about you is these artists who you've worked with, you know, doing backing singing, backing vocals, and on tour with them. I mean, some of them are my absolute favorites. I saw George Michael was one of them. So I've got to ask you about him, because I'm obsessed with him. So.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say haven't had that much contact with him, but yes, I was in the closing ceremony of the Olympics. Oh. Do you remember?
Yeah.
It was one of them. And, like, if you go back and look at it now, maybe there's, like, a choir of people in the back, you know, and I'm there, one of those people, you know. But it was great. It was great fun. Imagine singing in front of so many people. Amazing.
Yeah, because things like that, they just don't come around again, do they? And if you're given that opportunity, you've got to take it.
Yeah.
Oh, my word. I'm right. You've done the tour of Aretha, doing that tour. I mean, yeah. Goodness me. Talk about tough boots to fill. That must have been very daunting for you.
Challenging roles, to be honest, because they're it's such big songs. And, you know, it's when you are the main person, you know, everything is kind of resting on you in a way. It was definitely, I'd say, a pinnacle moment in my career, I think, pushing myself to that point and seeing, yes, you can do this, Jimmy. You know, like, I've gone out there and I've done it and I've proved to myself, you know, that I can do it. But it was a challenge. I'm not going to lie. It was a challenge, but a welcome challenge. I feel you have to, as an artist, kind of push the boundaries, you know, push yourself a little further each time. R-E-S-P-E-C-D, find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-D, take care of TC.
That obviously brings in your acting as well. There is acting as well as singing.
Yes. I love the fact that, you know, for me, singing is not just like singing melodies, it's storytelling. Yeah. And I think that's where the acting and the music kind of come together, in the storytelling, you know, and with the Bond music, there's just great story to tell.
Well, yeah, moving on to the Bonds. So how did you get involved, and was it your idea that you thought Bond songs would be absolutely great to go on tour with?
It wasn't my idea. That's the funny thing. It was when it was a 50th anniversary, and I do a lot of shows at Pizza Express Live, London. So they've got the Dean Street Soho one and they've got the Soho one. There's another one in Pleasantry, but I usually do either Soho or Holborn. Anyway, it was coming up to the 50th anniversary, and the bookers, they knew me quite well, and they were like, "Jimmy, we really want to do something for the 50th anniversary." And me, again, as I was saying about like kind of pushing the boundaries, I just said, "Yes, I'll do that." Yep. And then, like, I get the phone, and then I'm like, "Oh my God, what have I said? What am I gonna do?" You know. Anyway, I called up one of the musicians that I work with a lot. His name is Emilio Meroni. He's Italian, but he lives in London as well. Great pianist. And we sat down. I said, right, we have to do this tribute. And we need to make it something that we can do with a limited format. You know, obviously, we're not going to be able to have like a symphony orchestra for this. So what do we do? Like, so we started to listen to the songs, think about the songs, you know, think what instruments we could bring in, you know, and how could we represent that music in the best way possible. So anyway, long story short, we spent some time, we worked out, you know, how we wanted to portray the music that we'd chosen, and that's it. And since then, I've just kept on doing it since the 50th anniversary, basically.
That's amazing, yeah, because we've just had the 60th anniversary last year. So you're pretty experienced now, aren't you?
Oh, so 10 years. Yeah, there you go.
My word.
I can do my own.
Yeah, why not? If they do another one, I mean, we've been waiting so long already for the next one, but yeah.
You know, hey.
No other set of films.
Out, making us even more anxious to get it.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. No other series of films has such variety and such dramatic music, such amazing songs.
I absolutely love them. And the truth is, before I embarked on putting together the show, there were many songs that I knew, but there are other songs that I kind of knew, but I've never sung them. Such an adventure to kind of get my teeth into it and think, oh, how am I going to kind of represent this? Some of them are so different to me. You know, how do I embark on this? And it was a beautiful, beautiful journey. And I love what we've done with all of the songs. And I hope everyone else who comes to see it will
Well, I won't ask what the set list is because we want to have a bit of surprise elements when we go there.
There'll be ones that I like, I can't not do. Come on, you know.
No, that, yeah. So go on. What's sort of the one that surprised you most when you were listening to them all and you thought that would be an interesting one to do?
I think Live and Let Die was definitely one. You know, you listen to it, but I never really thought of myself singing it until, you know, this moment. So I started to work on the project and that was a beautiful, I mean, I enjoy singing it so much now. But when I first sat down to listen, I was like, oh my God, how am I going to do this? You know, it just felt like a mountain,
yeah. You
know, but it was a great song. And the more I do it, the more I love it.
Yeah. One of the greatest songs ever written, I think. And I don't know whether you remember in the film when Bond is sort of in this, like, I think it's a bar in New Orleans. There's like a, you know, a lady singing a soul version of it. So I don't know whether you've seen that and whether that's an inspiration as to the kind of style you'd go down.
Well, to be honest, I've kind of stuck to the structure almost as it is in the recording, on the record. But I think I have put a little bit of my own style to it as well. Can't have like the whole orchestra.
No.
So what I can tell you the format. I have like a double bass, but he also has an electric bass. I have a cellist, which also gives it a little bit of that kind of, you know, orchestral feel to it. Then I've got drums, piano, and saxophone. So we've chosen instruments, you know, that we feel that we can create like quite a wide kind of feeling, you know, as even though it's not going to be an orchestra, it's gonna feel expansive, I feel.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't doubt it from what I've seen. And I quite like as well that a lot of the songs obviously are done by a male vocalist, so I'm really interested to see a female vocalist tackle those ones.
Yeah, things like The Writing on the Wall,
Sam Smith,
it's quite high for most men, come on, right? But it sits in a woman's voice.
Yeah.
You know, it's perfect. You know, because he has got a very high voice. You know? Actually, perfectly.
Because some of them are a bit... I know sort of other Bond orchestras and things, they think that's a bit too removed. I can't... Like Madonna's Die Another Day is very electronic. I don't know whether you're going to try that one, but...
No.
That's fine. That's fine.
I found that was a challenge. I was like, no, of all the ones, I think I'm going to leave that. But I have done something with View to a Kill, for example, which has also got a lot of electronic. So I've done my own version of that.
One of my very favourites, that one. Absolutely love it. Yeah.
That you like what we've done with it, because obviously we haven't, it's not going to sound the same like 80s, but we've done what, I really like it anyway. I hope you will too.
Excited now, yeah? This is great.
Have to work with, once you've decided on the format, it's like, how are we going to deliver these songs? You know, you have to be a bit creative because it's not about replicating them exactly. You know, I'll leave that to the Albert Hall and these people that can kind of thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds to build up. Yeah. But I think we do it in our own special way. And I think we do justice to the storytelling of the songs.
Yeah, they are stories, aren't they? They're not traditional love songs. A lot of them have bits about Bond and the villains sometimes, the characters.
Yeah, in the songs, you know, I try anyway to kind of sing them as if it was the first time I was saying those words. So sometimes you'll be in the middle of it and you'll just say the words or sing the words in a different way and it just kind of resonates differently. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I haven't found that aspect of that song before, you know? You're always finding new nuances and new things within the music as you do it.
How well did you know, like, John Barry's music? Because the guy is a genius and so many of these songs, you just can't fault them, can you?
No. Do you know what? I didn't realise. You think you know them, but, you know, until you actually sit down and really study them, that's a whole other journey. So I wouldn't say I really knew his music before, but now, you know, I'm a big fan, big fan. Because I think people know, as I said, anytime I learn a new song, especially if it's one that you kind of know, you sit down, you think, oh, I know this, and you start, and then you realise, oh, I was always singing this, not this, that. Do you know what I mean? There's lyrics that are different.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's bits in the mute. You're like, oh, so I would say that doing this project has kind of deepened my knowledge, you know, in a good way, you know, great way. And I'm a big fan.
Yeah, well, I hope so, yeah. I know that you, I know another guy, though, of course, who's written a few of the scores, and I believe you know David Arnold, is that right?
Hi, David.
Yeah. So how did you meet him then?
Well, I have worked for many years with a vocal ensemble called Urban Voices Collective.
Yeah.
We worked with David Arnold on a few different projects. So he just knew me for more as a kind of gospel singer, really, kind of gospel soul singer. We were at Air Studios recording. I can't remember what we were recording, but, you know, but David, he's at Air Studios most of the time. That's his base. And we were working with him, and I had to do some solos. And I remember, I think he put on Twitter afterwards, it was like, I didn't know, Janine, you were going to bring God to the recording, because it was like, they said to me, Janine, could you just do like some ad-libs here? And I started ad-libbing, like doing this kind of gospel thing. And he's like, wow. And he's really been supportive ever since then. And he's called me back in to do little things. I did some recording for the Dracula series that was out a few years ago as well. Right. David. But every now and again, since he's heard me and he likes my voice, he like calls me back in. He's like, hey,
great.
Do you want to come? Like, and to be honest, I was surprised when he called me, but he listens, you know, to the voices. And I was like, oh, my God, David's calling me. And am I going to be able to do what he asked me to do? But as soon as I got in there and I saw what it was, it just sat perfectly in my voice. I was like, it's because he really listens and he really knows what suits each voice. So it was actually, I was in and out. I was like, great, I've got it. And so, yeah, he's a wonderful, wonderful person. And very talented.
Well, he's actually on tour himself at the moment in England. Oh, so, yeah. He's singing, yeah.
Oh, David, you know, I would love to sing. I know he's got like a whole list of people. You know, it might take a while for me to be able to get on that list.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm hoping he might call me, you know. He knows who I am. And that's a
big thing. Oh, of course. You know. No, well, you're all over the world anyway. But on this tour, though, he's actually singing the songs with a very small band. I don't think there's any backing singers, but he's a good singer as well. I never knew that.
Yeah. I think maybe that, again, that could be why, you know, he when he listens to other people, he knew exactly like when to call me. He was like, this will be, you know, if you do it yourself, you know, then you have a more in-depth knowledge, you know. Yeah.
I hope you're doing one of his songs at the Peace Hall.
Of course. Yeah. You Know My Name is one of my favorites to sing.
Yeah.
It's like, again, I'm quite a soul diva. But it's that Rocky vibe really sits well with me as well. I didn't really know how well it was going to sit until you actually start to work with it. I'm like, yeah, this really works. So I'm looking for it.
That is one that's really popular with Bond fans, and particularly when we see it live. I'm really going to be rooting for you for that one. That's going to be brilliant.
I am Valencia, Spain, recently. I actually lived in Valencia for many years, and so I've got quite a lot of connections there. But I did a Bond concert in Valencia about 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And the guy that came to that show, and he was getting married this year, and he messaged me and said, I remember you doing this Bond concert 6 years ago, and I would really like you to come to the cocktail and do some of those songs that you did that night. So he paid for me to come over and do those Bond songs. And you know, one of his favourite, he actually came on stage with me at that point and was like, out with me today. Oh, yeah. Great.
That's so good, isn't it? Well, Bond is so popular, isn't it? It's a real boost, I suppose, when you're translating your voice and your music to a new audience. They'll always remember those songs that you've done, I think.
Yeah, I think so. You know, in a personal way, as I said, it's I kind of revisit the songs, but in my own way.
Yeah.
And I think that's the most honest way to do it, you know? As I said, there's so many different artists, and to try and be all of those people is very hard. I think that would be you within, you know, those songs.
Brilliant, yeah. So what do you reckon are your favourites then? Your favourite Bond song?
I knew you were going to ask that one.
All right.
I knew, like, this is my favourite. I can't do that. But maybe I could give you, like, my top five. Maybe?
Yeah, that's better, yeah.
Top five.
Can't do that.
No, definitely one of my top five would have been License to Kill.
Yes.
Definitely, obviously, Live and Let Die. Oh, this is hard. It's hard. For Your Eyes Only, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
You Know My Name. Oh, there's so many more. can I, like, put all, like, Goldfinger and Diamonds Are Forever in one?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a great list.
And then Love Singing Skyfall, can I just say? Yeah. Oh, to be honest, that's one of the songs I do on the ship, which I absolutely love. And because I have such a big band, I have a bigger band on the cruise ships, you know. It's still not like orchestral, but there's like three horns. So that intro, you just feel changed, you know. Oh. I can't. I think I need to rethink that. But it's hard.
Those are great.
They're all great, though. I don't know.
Yeah, no. And those are real belters, aren't they? Like, you can't you couldn't just get anyone to sing them. You have to have a strong voice and a presence to sell those songs, really.
Yeah. And the thing is, I honestly didn't even think of that when I was doing it. I just kind of, oh, I'm going to do these songs. And then it's like, oh, you know, and it's great because I do get to use all of the voice and so many different textures. It's a great journey, you know, a great journey vocally as well as the storytelling, you know.
I'm really excited for this now.
I hope you'll come say hello.
Yes, we will. Yeah, I think there's a group of us going. We're sort of in that north area. We're like Manchester area, but there are some who live in Bradford, so they're going to come. She's quite near. I don't know how well you know the north, but it's all fairly near to Halifax.
But I'd like to know it more, and I'd like to come up more. It's great to see. You know, you've got so many of you are going to be coming. It's, as I said, because I live in London, it's just so costly to come up. So usually, a few different shows going on to make it worth my while to come that far up. But hey, I've got this opportunity, and I'm so glad. And hoping that there's going to be some more possibilities.
Well, they never go out of fashion, do they, Bond songs? So I'm sure that won't be a problem.
Exactly. I can keep going back. And there'll be new ones as well to include always.
Yes.
So that's...
Yeah. Goodness me. Who do you think would be good at in the future to do a Bond song? Who would you pick? Other than yourself.
Oh, yeah, no. Who is famous? Oh, it's a hard one. That's going to be a hard one for me to... No, I mean, I think it will probably be something edgy.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think it's going to be something that we think it would be, you know. I mean, like vocalists, and then like great vocalists, it could be many. I'm going through them all in my head, and I'm thinking, who could it be now? I don't think it will be, but I'm thinking of the pop stars, like maybe like an Ariana Grande or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, not that I would prefer someone like Jennifer Hudson, but I don't think it will be. You know what I mean? To get back to that kind of life.
Yeah, the classic soul. Yeah, yeah.
I think it will be that. I think it will probably be something more like an Ariana Grande or maybe a group like Bastille or, you know, that kind of something quirky, maybe. You know?
Yeah.
You never know. They do try and change it up a bit, don't they?
Yeah, I think always someone who's, you know, fairly popular, you know, very popular at that moment in time. So say the film comes out in 3 years, we probably haven't heard of the act maybe yet who's going to be doing it.
Well, I'm not exactly right on the money when it comes to, like, all the latest acts. So maybe it's someone I haven't even heard of.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Now, that'd be class. But in terms of James Bond himself, did you like watching the films when you were growing up or... Since you got older, or
Christmas is a Christmas thing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know whether I prefer the older ones or the newer ones. You know, I'm torn. So please don't ask me to choose my favourite Bond.
Well, that would have been the next question, but you can say you like them all. That's fine.
Like them all. It's hard, so hard though. You know, I just think there's good things about all of them, really. I wouldn't like...
No, you don't have to answer. I mean, usually it's the one who was Bond when you were growing up is like the one you remember most. So I suppose it was our age, Pierce Brosnan, maybe.
We were Pierce,
Pierce,
yeah.
If you like Pierce, that's fine. That's tick. That's fantastic. Have you seen the latest one, No Time to Die?
Yes, I saw it, but it was a while ago. I only saw it fleetingly, though. I think I was on a flight somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's very Bond.
I do these really long haul flights, you know. So I wouldn't like to say I do need to see it again, though.
Well, it's nearly 3 hours long, so it's the longest film by a mile. Do you remember what happens at the end?
No.
Right, well, we won't mention it then, but...
All right, okay.
Yeah, we won't say, in case anyone's not seen it, but James Bond will be back, apparently, at some point. That's all I'll say.
Someone else. Is he... Oh, so is he still alive then? I don't know.
Well, all I'll say is it definitely won't be Daniel Craig next time.
Oh, we know that.
Yeah.
We know that. Yeah. You know, I think he's done a really good job. At first, when he was announced, I was a bit like, really?
Yeah,
but now I'm like, most normal thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I just think when you change, you're kind of forced into a change. There's always a bit of resistance. But I think once they sit into the character, you just accept.
Yeah. Because Roger Moore will have been very different to Sean Connery, you know, and there's different styles, which is better. Instead of the same thing every time, that's better.
Keeps it fresh.
Yeah.
The same different artists do the songs. If they were always Shirley Bassey, you'd get bored, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But because so many different people, you know, it just gives it more depth and more dynamic.
Well, Janine, thank you for joining us. Just please tell us, so are the dates that you're doing for these Bond concerts and any other concerts in the new year as well?
Well, to be honest, I only have the 14th of December at Peace Hall. Then I'm doing the 15th of March in Guildford at the Electric Theatre. And those are the only two that I've got in the diary at the moment. I am looking to add a few more dates. We will see. But those are the two. So it's a long way to go. So I don't talk a lot about the March one yet because I feel like it's too far in advance. But it is, if they go to, they follow me on Instagram or on Facebook, I have a link tree. And there is, if you click on there are links to buy tickets to both already there. And more things if you want to listen to some of my YouTube or, you know, there's loads of things. Just click on and have a browse.
Oh, yeah. That's where we've discovered all your music, which is fantastic. So I'd recommend that. Recommend, you know, following you on Instagram for updates and videos and everything. It's an amazing new tool, social media, isn't it, to get your name out there and get the fans involved.
And make connections with other artists. It's great.
Well, we look forward to seeing you and we will say hello, Janine. We'll be
able to do
beautiful. Yeah.
If we can have a chat afterwards, I don't know how much time you'll have after the show, but I would love to say hello to your wonderful group of people who are coming to see you. So thank you. And I look forward to seeing you all.
Oh, thank you, Janine. Thank you. Brilliant.
Yes, we have all the time. Just for love, nothing more, nothing less, only
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.